Gus, I come from a family of Auburn fans, so they want me to ask you, what went wrong last year and how can your team improve on that in 2018?
Yeah, I think when you look at last year, you got to look at the whole deal and the fact that we were really close. You know, we won the West, which is the toughest division in college football. We were one game away from the Final Four, which is really our goal, and we came up a little short. We got a lot of our players back. We got the majority of our coaching staff back. We got to find a way to take that next step. So that's what's exciting me. Now, the big picture of things, the fact that we do have all those guys back, we weren't happy the way it ended. And that has a way of extremely motivating you for the next year, which is a good thing. And so really I'm excited, you know, coming in this year and seeing what can happen.
Self-evaluation, how important is that you personally to not only see how you can improve as a head coach, but the same thing as how your team can improve as well?
You better be self-evaluating every single day. There's such a fine line in this league of winning a championship and almost winning a championship. And it can be one little thing that you overlooked or you didn't overlook that can make the difference. So we're always in the business on a daily basis how we can improve. And self-evaluation.
As far as looking ahead, the way last season played out, but the commitment, you to Auburn, Auburn to you, what does that mean?
Well, it means stability. And in this league, there's not a whole lot of stability, but we have it. And that's going to do not just good things for us this year, but it'll pay off in the future. And we've already seen that in the recruiting area as far as that goes. But, you know, I'm really excited. I think, like I said, we're really close. I think the next 3 or 4 years are fixing to be our best. And so that's what's really exciting for me as a head coach.
Visiting with Coach Gus Malzahn with the Auburn Tigers. We talk about mental toughness and some of the things that I was learning about you when you first took over the program at Auburn, how important that is to you.
Yeah.
Over the span of your time with Auburn, how much stronger have you been as far as from a mental toughness?
Yeah, I think that's a big part of being mentally tough. You better be mentally tough in this deal, whether you're a player or coach or head coach. The highs are high and the lows are low. And you better be one mentally tough guy to overcome it and to stay balanced. And I think that's very important.
I think a game, and certainly hopefully that will be a bigger build-up in the month of August. You know, everybody's talking about all these other contests. Washington versus Auburn, just the importance, not to put any extra pressure on you, but here's Washington, the on paper, the best team in the Pac-12 as far as starting the year. Both teams certainly with aspirations of top 10 and more. To me, it seems like a challenge, a great opportunity, and certainly you'll have the opportunity to get the focus of your team.
Yeah, we'll figure out where we're at early. There's no doubt playing a team like that, top 10 team, they got a great quarterback. They got a great running back. They got a great coach. It'll be a good challenge for us, and it'll be a great measuring stick of where we're at early in the season.
Expectations in 2018.
Taking that next step. I mean, we were close to winning a championship. We got to figure out a way to take that next step, and that's our challenge.
We appreciate you taking time out with us.
All right. Thank you, guys.